What will you get out of it? Spicer asked. Early release? I'll spend a few more weeks around here, then they'll move me again. I'll walk by the end of the year, and if Mr. Lake gets elected, then I'll get a full pardon. Not a bad deal. My brother gets a huge favor from the next president. So you're the negotiator, Beach said. No, I'm the messenger. Then shall we begin? First move belongs to you. You've got the letter. We want some money, and we want out of this place. How much money? $2 million each, Spicer said, and it was obvious this had been discussed many times already. All six eyes watched Argro, waiting for the twitch, the frown, the shock. But there was no reaction, just a pause as he returned their stares. I have no authority here, okay? I can't say yes or no to your demands. All I do is relay the details to my brother. We read the newspaper every day, Beach said. Mr. Lake has more money than he can spend right now. $6 million is a drop in the bucket. He has $78 million on hand with no debt, Yarber added. Whatever, Argro said. I'm just the courier, the mail runner, sort of like Trevor. They froze again with the mention of their dead lawyer. They glared at Argro, whose fingernails had caught his attention, and they wondered if the Trevor comment had been laid across the table as some sort of warning. How deadly had their game become? They were giddy with thoughts of money and freedom, but how safe were they now? How safe would they be in the future? They would always know Lake's secret. And the terms of the money? Argro asked. Very simple, Spicer said. All of it up front. All of it wired to some delightful little place. Probably Panama. Okay. Now, what about your release? Argro asked. What about it? Asked Beach. Any suggestions? Not really. We thought Mr. Lake could take care of that. He has lots of friends these days. Yes, but he's not the president yet. He can't lean on the right people yet. We're not waiting until January when he's inaugurated, Yarber said. In fact, we're not waiting until November to see if he wins. So you want to be released now? Pretty damn quick, Spicer said. Does it matter how you're released? They thought for a moment, then Beach said, It has to be clean. We're not running for the rest of our lives. We're not looking over our shoulders. Do you leave together? Yes, Yarber said. And we have some definite plans on how we want to do it. First, though, we need to agree on the important things, money, and exactly when we walk out of here. Fair enough. From this side of the table, they'll want your files. All the letters and notes and records from your scam. Obviously, Mr. Lake has to receive assurances that the secrets will be buried. If we get what we want, Beach said, he has nothing to worry about. We'll gladly forget we ever heard of Aaron Lake, but we must warn you, so you can warn Mr. Lake that if anything happens to us, his story will be told anyway. We have an outside contact, Yarber said. It's a delayed reaction, Spicer added, as if he were helping explain the unexplainable. Something happens to us, like, for instance, the same thing that happened to Trevor, and a few days later a little delay bomb goes off. Mr. Lake gets himself outed anyway. That won't happen, Argro said. You're the messenger. You don't know what will or will not happen, Beach said, lecturing. These are the same people who killed Trevor. You're not sure of that. No, but we have our opinions. Let's not argue something we can't prove, gentlemen, Argro said, ending the session. I'll see my brother at 9 in the morning. Let's meet here at 10. Argro left the room, left them sitting trance-like, deep in thought, counting their money but afraid to start spending it. He headed for the track, but turned away when he saw a group of inmates jogging. He roamed the grounds until he found a secluded spot behind the cafeteria, then he called Klockner. Within an hour, Teddy was briefed.